Welcome to Vantage Points Flashback, where we highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, the stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, Municipal Councils and Manitoba Heritage, for your support. The Nakota Assiniboine. Morning, students. Today, Mr. Laravere is here for history class. He'll answer questions about this land we're settling. A few years ago, in 1879, Mr. Laravere chose this as a town site. He invited farmers from Ontario to live in and around Wakapa. Mr. Laravere. Well, thank you, Mrs. Reeves. It's a pleasure, and thank you for being our very first teacher in this wonderful school we just built. Okay, let's start. I hear Mrs. Reeves asked you to write down your questions. Yes, Billy. Mr. Laravere, I'm finding arrowheads. Who left them here? Well, when I was a young lad, I worked for a fur trader across the border. I got to learn some Dakota and some Nakota. These are related languages, like English and German are related. The Nakota and Dakota have hunted and lived in this area for hundreds of years. They speak of there being mound builder people here even before them. As I understand, a few hundred years ago, the Dakota and Nakota had a disagreement. The Nakota, also called the Assiniboine, moved north and formed an alliance with the Cree Nation, and settled in to live and hunt buffalo right here. Therefore, the arrowheads. Yes, Dora. Mr. Laravere, some of us are scared living here. There's no police or army. Are the Assiniboine friendly? All Indigenous people I've met are generous and friendly. What makes them unfriendly is when governments make treaties, don't keep their promises, and take all the land for themselves. So yes, we hear scary stories from the States, because that's what's happened over there. Hopefully, Canada will do better. Over the past 200 years, the Assiniboine were very friendly with explorers and fur traders. They enjoyed the benefits they got from trading. They're a proud people. They're also skilled negotiators and expect people to be honest. So it's important, if we want peace, to be respectful and honest in return. Yes, Esther. I'm wondering, Mr. Laravere, why we don't see more Nakota people here if this is their home. Because they were friendly with newcomers, they were vulnerable to diseases explorers brought. 100 years ago, smallpox killed more than half of their people, and then 40 years later, measles and whooping cough killed half again. These are diseases Europeans are immune to, but were new to this land. The other thing was that the buffalo were in serious decline due to reckless hunting in both USA and Canada, and so the economy the Nakota depended on was disappearing. Most of the Nakota moved further west to rebuild their communities. I hear they signed treaties with Canada over there. Well, thank you, children. Please, when you have questions, come to me. Mrs. Reeves, I had better go. Nights are getting colder. We're going to the mountain today to get firewood for the school. The Nakota Assiniboine was inspired by a story in Vantage Points 2. Vantage Points is a 5-book series of stories about the layers of history in Southwest Manitoba. All stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about the Turtle Mountain Surface Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.